Hello there, and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Matthew Schultz, Executive Chairman at CleanSpark. Matt, good to see you. How are you?
Good morning, Christine. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Lots to get to today. First off, we are seeing the price of Bitcoin has been struggling as of late. The company did begin selling its Bitcoin around November. It has continued in the last few months. Talk a bit about the strategy behind this. Why have you done that?
That's a great question. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about it. A lot of Bitcoin purists, and even to a degree, a small portion of our shareholders kind of excoriated the idea of using Bitcoin to sell for growth and OpEx as opposed to leveraging equity. So as a publicly traded company, our obligation is obviously to deliver the greatest value to our shareholders. So based on our expectations, our understanding of, you know, some market analysis, we felt like the timing was pretty fortunate for us to go ahead and use some of the digital currency that we had minted on our balance sheet to support growth and operations in favor of using, or rather than using equity, with the market prices being under pressure for a lot of the miners. It's proven to be a pretty good decision thus far as we began to sell in the, you know, 50,000 plus range, and now we're seeing Bitcoin under pressure. But, you know, just the same as a gold miner can only stay in operation as long as they sell gold, you know, it's a product. And in fact, you know, we are a Bitcoin miner, and that's a product of what we do. We have a very strong thesis on the value of Bitcoin, but we also see it as an important component of our capital management strategy.
Thanks for explaining that to us. Along with this, you have a milestone to kind of share with us on the speed at which you are mining for Bitcoin. So tell us a bit about how you were able to double your hash rate in the last 3 months.
So that, you know, again, we've been fortunate to make some strategic decisions with regard to market conditions. We made an announcement when we migrated our mining pool from a China-based mining pool to a US-based mining pool and announced that we were putting one exahash per second into that mining pool and that we expected within the following 90 days to double that. And we've been successful in doing so. Primarily, that comes from our strategy of securing the right type of energy first. And then we've made purchases of digital currency mining rigs that have delivery throughout the year. And those come available just in time in conjunction with our power. We've had additional opportunities to acquire more mining rigs and to also expand into immersion cooling as a result of making strategic energy decisions ahead of time. So we're really fortunate. What we announced today is two exahash per second, or we said that we exceeded that recently. What that means to our shareholders is that we're mining more than 10 Bitcoin a day, and we're doing so at some of the highest efficiency as far as exahash per megawatt of any of our peers.
And you are anticipating on adding more capacity to that soon.
Absolutely. We've given guidance that, you know, we expect by the end of this year to more than double again.
And just a little fun factoid here. You in conjunction with this, you announced an NFT giveaway to celebrate this. Tell us the details there.
Well, you know, it's pretty exciting to achieve that 2 exahash level. It puts us in the upper echelon, the top 4 or 5 publicly traded Bitcoin mining companies. And so what better way to memorialize that for some lucky shareholders or lucky interested people to offer them a unique one-of-a-kind NFT? And we've got a real creative staff that have designed some really beautiful pieces. Not for sale. It's not any kind of a gimmick or anything like that. It's just a way to celebrate what we've done and kind of celebrate the growth of Bitcoin as an industry.
Before I let you go, on January 20th, there was a congressional hearing on crypto mining that was called Cleaning Up Cryptocurrency, the Energy Impacts of Blockchains. What came out of that conversation?
It's interesting. There were purists on either side, proof of work or proof of stake, and there were arguments about the efficiency. But I think what we've seen, and you and I have spoken about this in the past, that CleanSpark is at its core an energy company. You know, we were born out of distributed energy and decentralized energy projects for the United States military. Utilizing that approach, we entered this space with the understanding that what Bitcoin really does is it provides a kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity for us to create and support new energy projects by having a demand for clean and renewable energy that will incentivize development of new energy products going for projects going forward. I think it's important to note, and I think it was Brian Brooks that stated, Bitcoin mining domestically is twice as energy conscious. It uses double the renewable energy than the standard domestic power grid. And the standard domestic power grid is more than twice as energy efficient and clean as the power grid in Kazakhstan or in China. So by having all of this Bitcoin production, the support of the blockchain migrating to the United States really is better for the planet as a whole because of the fact that we are so focused. And, you know, to kind of put a bow on that, this industry is no longer a hobbyist space. I mean, it's not guys at home, you know, catching a garage on fire by over, you know, plugging in too many mining rigs. It's become institutionalized. And, you know, the big investors, the BlackRocks and the Vanguards, that hold CleanSpark among their, you know, as far as percentage of Bitcoin miners, hold us very high. Those companies have very strong ESG principles. So environmental, social, and corporate governance. And so what that's really done, because this is such a capital intensive industry, is it's driven the more responsible miners to continue to make better decisions with regard to the energy sources and uses, the efficiency, the operation, and make real creative kind of adjustments like what we announced just recently, that we've got a significant development going on at our Norcross facility where we're going to use immersion cooling, increases the efficiency, increases the output, decreases the temperature, increases the lifespan of the rigs. So it decreases the e-waste. I mean, there are just a lot of benefits, and really the Bitcoin blockchain is what is supporting a lot of these new developments.
All right, Matt, good to catch up. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
It's good to see you, Christine. Have a great day.